My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Harris, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Tons of feedback here on college football stuff. Not as much on Tesla. I don't want to let you down. There's not quite as much Tesla feedback.
No?
Nope. But
it's okay.
Yes. We'll get to some Tigers things coming up. I've found all the buildup to this Lions season to be filled with, oh, that's cool. Oh, wow, look at us. With, you know, the feedback and what people are writing about us. We had two scenarios yesterday. Full season projections. One from John Breach of CBS Sports. A noted Bengals homer, he admitted it, and then he went out and picked the Bengals to beat the Lions in the Super Bowl. And the other was from ESPN's Football Percentage Index. They ran a simulation of the entire season. And the Lions make it to the Super Bowl, face the Kansas City Chiefs, and then they got into details. Lions are down 28-14 in the fourth quarter. They score a touchdown. Campbell goes for two. Makes it. It's 28-22. Lions get the ball back, drive down the field. Jared Goff completes a touchdown pass to Khalif Raymond. Extra point is good. Lions lead the Chiefs with 3 minutes left in the Super Bowl, 29-28. I am drawing you in. I can see I'm drawing you in. I was reading this on the air,
yeah,
and I hadn't read the entire description of what's going to happen in the game. And when I was reading it on the air, and then the feedback started coming, and people were like, I got goosebumps. Chiefs get the ball with 3 minutes left. They start down the field. They get one first down quickly. Patrick Mahomes in his element. Second and 10. Third and 10. It's fourth and 10. Mahomes back to pass. Rashi Rice fires a pass. Broken up by Brian Branch. The Lions take a knee and win the Super Bowl. According to ESPN's FBI.
Here we go!
And it's ridiculous, and it's just a season projection. And as I read it, I found myself way too vested in this.
Well, which one was more impressive? That or what I showed you during the commercial break when it came to a Super Bowl prediction?
It was definitely that.
You weren't impressed with the corgi?
No. You now have to explain you showed me.
I showed Doug a video I saw yesterday of a corgi, which is a dog, very small dog with the small legs. Mm-hmm. And was standing at the top of the stairs. And at the bottom of the stairs, they had buckets set up with different teams in the buckets to see who is going to get to the NFC Championship game and the AFC Championship game, eventually the Super Bowl, and who wins it.
Yep.
So as the corgi is, they throw like this little rubber ball, and the dog jumps up and hits it with its nose, and the ball will go into one of the buckets. It ends up coming down to the Lions and the Rams.
I thought it was...
In the NFC Championship, yeah. And then it comes down to Kansas City and Houston. Kansas City takes out Houston. The corgi knocks the ball into the Lions
bucket.
Didn't
Houston take out Kansas City?
I thought it was the other way around.
No.
Apparently, it doesn't matter anyway because the Lions win the Super Bowl, according to the corgi.
So you asked me a question. Do I care more about ESPN's FPI season simulation or a dog? I'm going with the ESPN simulation.
I'm not sure I understand why. I mean, what? One's numbers and computers spit it out. The other one is, I mean, that's an actual, you know, being on this earth that is making the decision.
Yep.
I don't understand.
I'm taking the computer in this particular
instance. Well, you do it. It's your, I mean, listen, they both come out with the same result. Yeah, and that's Lions win.
Anyway, let's get to the feedback. Here, Carson Anderson on Nice M1. Doug, should we anticipate anything out of Amarion Walker? Supposed to be a physical specimen, but never sees the field. You think with this receiving core Michigan has, he'd see the field. Look, all we hear is athletic freak, athletic freak, athletic freak. It's now connecting the dots between that and playing football. I was a little surprised he didn't play in game one. Should we anticipate anything? Apparently, he has work to do. What wide receivers did we see? We saw the two starters, saw Kendrick Bell. We saw Fred Moore. Saw C.J. Charleston. So they didn't get to, I think that was it for, oh, Peyton O'Leary. So that's six wide receivers, and he did not play. So he's obviously got some work to do. Gents, the Spartans definitely have a ton of issues, most notably Monte Foster being the number one wide receiver threat. Why Nick Marsh didn't get more playing time is puzzling, given the lack of talent at the position. That's from Scott in Plymouth. Montori Foster had that first ball that was intercepted. I thought he could have helped this quarterback out a little bit more. And then the deep ball that he dropped was suboptimal. He didn't really drive. It was a tough catch. He was a diving attempt. But I think he'd probably say he should have caught it.
Yeah, that first interception, first play of the game. I mean, you could say that what did he have possession or not? I'm not sure. What was most confusing to me about that was the white on the sideline. It looked like there were two different whites, or it was like a faded white on the sideline, and then there was like the white of the sideline. Well, I'm not sure if that was a shadow or not, but it was just hard for me to discern what was what there. But nonetheless, a really spectacular play by the defensive back. But yes, I agree with you. I felt that Foster could have helped out the quarterback. As far as Nick Marsh is concerned, I'll defer to the coaches.
Yeah, this is one of those
a guy plays and why a guy doesn't play. I don't know if there was, you know, was there an issue physically? Was there something mentally that he didn't do on the field that he was supposed to do? Was it just the game plan? I'm not sure.
Or is he just a freshman that has a long way to go? I mean,
well, it seems like he's right in line to be in a rotation there. We just didn't see him a ton.
I get it. It's always tough for these kids to catch up and learn everything they need to learn to be put in and trusted in games. Good morning, Doug and Gator. Doug, do you have any intel on what time the Michigan-Michigan State game will start? That's from Derek and Wyandotte.
Yeah, when is that?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
It won't be determined. I don't know if it's the 13-day hold or the 6-day hold, but won't be announced for quite some time. Thank you for asking.
I thought you posted this on our Twitter account.
Yeah, we've deleted that tweet. People started taking it. I did know some people thought it was serious.
Ow.
I don't know. Didn't we have one game in London?
Yeah. Yes.
Robin Self, we did on the we had a pinned post about the next 10 Michigan-Michigan State start times. And it was totally sarcastic, but sarcasm doesn't always play in social media. Robin Selfridge says Warren predetermines his throws and doesn't go through his progressions. I would say that he got better at it as the game went on. He said so yesterday. And that's just part of it. I thought if I were to see one area where Davis Warren needs to absolutely get better at is being comfortable when the pocket is collapsing, but hasn't collapsed yet. Like, you don't have to get rid of it right away. You still have some time. And he was, I think, getting rid of the ball a little bit early. But again, as the game went on, he kind of settled in. If Michigan pounds Mullins and Warren makes just a couple of throws, we can beat Texas, play defense, run the ball, control the clock. We just beat a 9-win team by 20. Relax. That's from Will in Detroit.
Well, Fresno is not Texas. Texas's offense is awfully explosive. And yes, Michigan has a really good defense. So that's where the battle is going to be.
It's going to be something else.
If Michigan's offense plays like they did against Fresno, I just don't think that's going to be, it's going
to
help.
No, they need to play better. I think the thing is that you got to win the two phases you can win. And that is the defense has to play at the level it's capable of and make it as difficult on Texas as you possibly can. And you got to win special teams. And that is, they apparently have a kicker. I mean, that kid was booming him through and he's been good out to 60 in practice. So Zavada looks like he's continuing the recent tradition of Michigan having a strong place kicking game. And they've got explosive guys in the return game. Both Tyler Morris and Samaj Morgan have had huge returns in their careers. And Tyler Morris had another good one on Saturday night. Coverage units doesn't really matter because their kickoff guy kicks it through the end zone every time. And he's the same as a punt guy. He was second in the country in hang time last year, which basically means the other team gets no return if you can hang it up there high enough. So can they win special teams, make it tough enough on Texas, and then just not, you know, have their offense do something and don't put the defense in a bad field? They didn't do that. They took care of the football this week. The only time they turned it over was on the deep shot.
I would imagine as the season goes on, yes, the offensive line is going to be much better. The quarterback play will be better. How much better can they get in a week is the question.
And it might not happen this week. Like, it might not happen for them this week. They've got a lot of work to do, but there didn't seem to be much panic after the game. I totally agree, Doug. Quarterback was not the issue for Michigan. He was poised and accurate for the first game. These fans are ridiculous how quickly they're writing off the season. Well, look, I mean, that's kind of what happened.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Happens.
I don't think there'd be any panic from the team, but the fans are certainly panicking.
Yeah, some of them for sure. Let's just say, take a deep breath. It was a national championship team last year that wasn't blowing out Bowling Green, that wasn't blowing out UNLV, that wasn't blowing out East Carolina. And this was, I would say, the best non-conference team they've played in these last 2 years. And Texas will be way better than Fresno. But Fresno is going to win a bunch of games this year. 248-539-9797. All right. Let's get to some Tiger stuff. They lose yesterday. And you wonder, this has been great. You don't want the bubble to burst. You don't want this fairy tale to end. There's some signs that it might be ending or maybe they could rally here late. We'll see. But we'll talk about it next at 1047. It's Carson Anderson, Open Lines, 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.